Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Number one resource for bachelor updates and sex in public, obviously. Woo! Nina Parker and Hunter March are here. Let's get started. Okay, happy 1 year engagement anniversary to J-Lo and A-Rod, because that's apparently something we have to give a shit about. A-Rod posted this cheesy montage on his Instagram to honor the occasion, of course. That is kind of cute.
He's like the dad who just learned how to do PowerPoint. You know, he's like, I learned how to use these cool things.
Yeah. That was very sweet. That made me like them more than I did before.
It's cute.
It's cute. The ring, it just reminded me how beautiful that ring is again.
That ring, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
No, you don't think they've had sex, you said yesterday.
I don't think they've had sex. I will stand by that, and I'm willing to put my life on it. And I also think he's, like, posting this stuff because he's like, hey, when are you ready to, you know, let's really seal the deal. Let's get married. And she's like, you didn't use my song. Now it's another year.
Yeah.
All of the reports are coming out now that it's been a year. Mm-hmm. When are they going to get married? Which a year for a regular person is not a long engagement. But I do feel like there is more pressure with celebrity couples because they have more access.
But I also feel like because they've both been married before, like, I don't think the rush is necessary. I think they could be life partners and engage forever. I don't really feel like, personally, I don't need to see J-Lo and A-Rod get married.
I don't either.
If you were to propose to a girl, how long would too long be? If you wanted to marry her and she was like, I want to wait X amount, how long would that be?
Could not be too long. I'm not a huge marriage guy.
We have to ask him this in a couple years.
When he's madly in love.
Place. He's in his thoughty place.
Yeah, he is, by the way.
You can't ask a person in their room. Yes, you are.
You are. Every night there's a new thought.
You are thotting and bopping through these L.A. streets.
Okay.
You're so very nice, so people get confused, but still,
You're driving that thoughty mobile off through these thoughty Hollywood hills.
Switching lanes and stuff.
Okay. Okay. We're all single. We all know about each other's personal lives.
Oh, I'm thotting and bopping, but I happily admit it.
I'm not thotting and bopping.
All the way down the street, honey.
Oh, and just in time for the coronavirus madness, people on Twitter started circulating an old but gross clip. It's from a 2017 episode of The Real, where Adrienne Bailon explained her interesting theory on germs.
Do you guys wash your hands if you use the bathroom at home?
Yes.
I do.
You need to wash your hands after you use the restroom, period.
Yes. Wait, what did I touch? It's my house.
No, but after you use the bathroom, you touch your behind, girl.
No, the toilet paper touches my behind. I don't touch my behind. My whole household right now is sick. Guess who's not? Me, because I like germs, and germs go to work.
Girl, they're sick because you are the infector, honey.
Yeah, they're sick because you're packing their lunch with feces on your hands.
Right.
That's a fast way to get sick.
He didn't say one lie, because this is the thing. Fecal matter is, it can be airborne.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're down there, you need to wash your hands. Wipe and wash, girl. Well, also, you know how people, you know, have, like, the toothbrushes hanging out on the sink? You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to put your toothbrushes in the cabinet because of fecal matter.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That just changed my entire life.
Yeah, I keep them in the cabinet, honey. I don't play them games.
I have to rearrange, like, 5 face masks to do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her mouth has been getting pink eye, like, every week. So this is, like, gonna change it all.
No, my mouth is used so much, those germs just get spit out. Because I talk for a living, you filthy people. It was disgusting.
You are thirst trapping on this fine evening.
I was talking about speaking the prompter, not mouth stuff.
But her co-stars were so turned off. They were like, girl.
Yeah.
Like, they're thinking, like, I sit next to you every day. Like, you used my lipstick this morning.
Yeah, true. Okay, Kourtney Kardashian will never apologize for kissing her kids on the lips, so all the mom shamers can right off, okay?
Woo!
In an interview for Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's blog, she says the worst thing is when people give her unsolicited parenting advice. I would agree with that. As non-parents, guys.
This is the perfect panel
this
to
is
talk
the perfect
about
panel.
Kids.
I will say.
Dysfunctional group.
I've got two parents, and so, and a step-parent, and
that
a step-parent.
That does not qualify you.
Yes, it does. I've got two parents, and my parents kissed me on the mouth all the way up until they packed my lunch and sent me to work this morning. And I'm not ashamed about it. They shouldn't be ashamed about it.
Yeah.
Also, Morgan, your mom kisses me on the lips. So basically, across the board, I'm okay with
it. You know what? She's the most f***ed up part is that she's gonna think that was so cute and funny. She's like, Hunter's joke, funny.
Your mom's gonna send you a DM and be like, was he serious? Yeah. Does he want to kiss?
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I mean,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I think to each, I do not judge parents. I didn't do that growing up. I kissed my parents. We didn't do the lip thing.
Same.
If that's your speed, that's all good. I don't, no judgment.
Well, it does get embarrassing at a certain point. Like, my dad is a big, super affectionate with us growing up. It was always like, kiss on the top of the head when we were leaving for school and everything.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was cute, but then you get to a certain age and it becomes embarrassing and he keeps doing it. So now what I like to do is when he introduces me to one of his partners, like a woman he's dating, I'll kiss him on the lips in front of her. And I go, not so fun, is it, huh? A little embarrassing.
I don't know whether to believe them or not. Is that a true?
I feel like he definitely does that.
You do that.
The thing about my mom kissing me before work, not true. The thing about kissing my dad, true. The thing about your mom kissing me, true.
Oh my God. Anyway, Kaley Cuoco just admitted to Us Weekly that it was not love at first sight with her and her husband, Carl Cook. She says they had a weird first meeting and love kind of happened later, you guys.
That happens.
That happens. So how would you guys feel if your spouse said this about you?
I love that she's doing this because I think so right now in this Instagram age, everything is perfect. You look good. Everybody's relationship goals. I like that she was honest. Like, I didn't like this when I first met him.
Yeah, I also think it's nice to kind of keep those feelings to yourself until you really know what the relationship is before you put it out into the world. I don't even know if I believe in love at first sight. Lust at first sight is not
love at
first
sight. I don't believe in love at first sight.
Right?
I've had a couple of lusts at first sight, and I'm here for it.
Lust at first sight is the best, because they're
good.
So rare.
It's fun.
Well, not for you. You have a lust every night. So.
Okay. Stop it.
I'm kidding.
Lust is fun until you get lost in the sauce. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If if you know how to, like, manage it and just say, hey, I'm going to feel this for a little bit, and I'm just going to have a little fun, and I'm going to, as long as you don't think your lust is love, you're okay.
That's the thing. You can't, which you don't get confused. Those girls are circling.
Oh my God.
I'm teasing you. It's also we're complimenting you, which is making me sick.
Okay,
it's not a lie though. You have a healthy
life. Girls love you.
They do.
You guys think you're helping, but you're not.
Why?
You're making it worse.
And today on Ellen, the Love is Blind couples played a juicy game of Never Have I Ever, and we learned a lot.
Never have I ever used someone else's toothbrush.
We're sharing one right now.
Oh, why is that a big deal?
Because germs, girl.
Germs, you're kissing him.
But it's not food particles.
Who has food particles in their toothbrush?
Yeah, never have I ever drunk, dialed, or texted an ex.
Oh, that's
everyone. Never have I ever had sex in public.
What's the definition of that?
In public.
Like
that's what it
people.
Means. Like. Oh, in a social situation. Where was it? What area? What kind of public?
It was a park in the rain one time.
A park in the rain?
Real sexy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where was it?
Our wedding venue.
The wedding venue.
I love that.
It's time for our answers. Okay, so have you guys ever used someone else's toothbrush? Nina has never.
Nina.
Not even close.
Nina's barely used her own toothbrush, apparently. It's gotta be like in a secret compartment in the thing.
Have you?
I've used someone else's toothbrush.
So have I. I did it last week.
What I'll do, though,
you
is I'll
do?
Put it...
Yeah,
I'll
put I forgot
no.
that.
I'll put it in the sink, and I'll, like, take soap, like antibacterial soap, and I'll, like, brush the bristles first.
Anyway, drunk dialed an ex.
Yeah, of course. Who hasn't?
Everyone has done that.
Not recently.
I have not. I'm obviously not a big drinker.
Because you don't drink.
I'm not a big
Never?
Drinker. No, but what I have done is I've just sober texted an ex, and then when I regretted it, I was like, sorry, I was hammered. So I did the opposite.
Had sex in public.
With
Mom
someone?
And dad.
Fast forward, because they watch every night,
Thank
child.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think I have. I can't quite remember, but I think I have.
If you can't quite remember if you've had sex in public, that means you've had sex in public.
Like always. In a car? Is that in public?
Depends on, in public.
A car's in public.
Yeah, I've had sex in public. I'm an adult.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are we, a bunch of children? Of course we've done it.
Wait, did you answer?
Do I need to?
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex? One place, don't make it a montage of things.
There was a theater. Like not a movie theater, but like a play. Like a play.
Even weirder.
But it wasn't like full on. It
like was, in the seats?
How did I ask him one
London.
Question?
And you know what I mean? What happens in London?
Is on TV now. Coming up, is it possible to have sex with someone you are not attracted to? Reality check is next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The last few days of TV have given us some teachable moments, mostly that people are super f***ed up. Mm. So, let's play Reality Check! We don't want to spoil tonight's Bachelor finale in case you have not watched it, but we definitely need to talk about what happened on last night's episode. Finally, we saw the iconic moment of the season play out, and Pilot Pete's mom was a total mess.
You have a perfect girl right in front of you.
Oh, come on.
Anne loves you with all of her heart. Don't let her go.
Oh, my God.
Don't let her go. Bring her home. Bring her home to us. She's a dream come true. And God has placed her there for you.
You gotta stop doing this. You gotta stop doing this. Like, come on. This is insane right now.
He has never looked more attractive to me. I like him standing up to his family, and I like that he knew his mom was emotionally manipulating him with no tears coming out them eyes. Mm-hmm. She was emotionally manipulating him to do what she wanted him to do, and he called her out on it. I thought that was sexy.
Do you know who else she emotionally manipulated? Our entire audience, who literally, like, did not breathe air for 5 seconds. They were like...
Yeah, that's strange to me. She had some bad arguments. One was that God placed her in his life as if God has anything to do with The Bachelor. That's like, you're not gonna find God there. Also, I hate to bring this back up. I know we already talked about it, but Pilot Pete is the type of guy that kisses his mom on the lips still.
No, there
yes.
is.
I don't know.
100%.
I don't know.
He's
I think
cute.
His brother, I don't know about Pilot Pete.
They cut it before, but they were like, I'm so sorry, mom. Mom's like, I'm sorry too. And they did a little makeout, and then that
okay,
was the end of the scene.
Stop it. Stop
it's crazy.
It.
Love isn't all about looks. Sometimes it's about being too rich. But Lisa and Usman, who refers to himself as Soulja Boy,
oh my
not
God.
To be confused with Soulja Boy from 90 Day Fiancé, seem to have it all figured out.
I feel I'm in heaven. I'm in paradise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You just scored big points for that answer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Usman is actually more handsome in person.
Oh my
the
God.
Pictures that he sent me don't do him justice. He's so damn hot.
He's physically, he's not the same as what I expect. She's a little bit more belly than, you know, what I was thinking.
Ow!
Yeah, I'm stuck.
Are you looking forward to sex with Lisa?
Despite the fact that she's not the kind of woman I am attractive to, she still have the lady's part and I still have the guy's part, so.
You think I travel 7,000 miles just to sleep? No.
Has she ever had a cigarette or what? It's like emphysema laugh there.
That was
yikes.
Oh my gosh, I have secondhand embarrassment.
That was not good.
That was the final scene from Misery. he was like, holy this is one of Marge Simpson's sisters. I didn't know.
That was under funniest moment on this show. That was it.
That she can't get love or he can't get love.
Right.
They just can't have it together.
No.
I'm not saying that he can't be into a plus size woman. That's not what I'm saying. But she's creepy.
She's a little creepy.
She's creepy.
Discovery's Naked and Afraid has a lot of bare ass and blurred penis. But the latest episode also has a lot of crying. Apparently, sensitive survivalist Daniel feels left out after seeing his partners like each other more than they like you.
Alexandra is very fit, very good looking. And then standing across from her is Michael, who is very big, very muscular. I don't know, there's a little moment where I feel kind of insecure about myself. I was this close to bagging us a lizard just now.
What'd you get? Woo! Lizard?
It really hurts.
Oh my God.
Feel forgotten by them.
I'm not attracted to Daniel.
How this is an actual show is so mind-boggling to me.
I have watched marathons of this show. I think it's so entertaining. But how do you not catch a lizard? Have you ever been a child? That is like the first thing
Aren't
you learn
fast?
As
They're
a
really
child.
Fast.
They're very fast. What childhood did you have?
Boys catching lizards.
Really?
He's like a Lord of the Flies.
You grew
set.
Up in LA. What lizards are you running into?
You know what? Now that you guys say it, I'm starting to think I was neglected as a kid.
Can we talk about the show though? Because yeah. the other guy was hot. This guy yeah. though, the one that she wasn't attracted to, he wasn't an ugly dude. He's a little shaggy dude-ish.
You know he rolls a mean joint.
Yeah.
Okay. And over on our favorite show, Married at First Sight Australia, Stacey is annoyed that Michael's house is too much like a bachelor pad, and he doesn't help his cause after he suggests they go swimming.
Do you want to go
swimming?
I didn't think I brought bathers.
Didn't you?
Mm-mm.
I might have a pair.
Whose are they?
What?
Whose bathers are they?
What bathers?
Oh.
One of my friends might have left them here.
Idiot move. Like, where are these bikinis from, you idiot? These could have chlamydia in them.
In Australia, it's a big worry. Koala could be wearing your bikini. Get a little chlamyd on there.
Chlamyd? Oh, we're nicknaming chlamydia now?
Sometimes you gotta shorten it just so you get through the doctor's appointment faster.
Oh my gosh!
I'm kidding. I've never had any sort of
Why are the
disease.
Male producers howling with laughter? Anyway.
Yeah, let's think about
I
that.
I've never had chlamydia.
There is a...
Me neither.
I guess we all have to quote our status. Me either, but damn.
I have never. That's a
I really don't even
want
to address this, but never. Now I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
What is this show turning into?
And I don't have high cholesterol. I got my tests back last week. Anyway.
Good.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go through the rest of the
okay,
results.
Okay, wait a minute. All right. Well, wait, one quick question, though. He knew when he messed up. As
yeah.
soon as she said, whose is it, he was like, what? If you ask a man a question and the response is what, he's about to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
In a quiet room where there's no one else, you know, on. It's not like he misunderstood her. He knew what she said.
Yeah. Right. After the break, getting peed on, ending up in a coma, and endless breadsticks. Relationship girls is next. Since we do it so well ourselves, it's time to judge other people's relationships.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy tweeted 6 brown chicks that he got in a car accident and was in a coma for a week, but his fiance never visited.
What?
He wrote, she said she thought I was going to die and she didn't want my, quote, death energy around her. She dumped me via text while I was in a coma. I love this woman. How do I get her back?
I'm concerned as to why he wants this woman back. I'm concerned about his self-esteem. Yeah.
Here's the problem. Rejection breeds obsession, I've told you guys. So when people reject you, you want them.
Not me.
I do.
I feel like it's a blessing.
They're like, I'm busy. I'm like, wait, what?
How do you not do that? I feel like me and her both have that.
No, I feel like when you reject me, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it completely
healthy.
Turns me off.
Oh, I am dying
for
days.
It, like, heals me. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I can turn that switch off.
When did you become the Dalai Lama?
Yeah, what is going
on? I'm not the Dalai Lama!
And this girl tweeted, it's his mom's B-day and he wants to take her to Olive Garden. Sweet, I'm stuck with them. They order every thing, and when the bill comes, they both turned to stone. No one reached for a wallet. I paid. Then his mom said, stingy heifer, and he responded, she better learn to pay. Advice?
That sounds Australian, like calling a stingy heifer. You know? So let's just get the tone in there.
Stingy heifer?
Let's get, because it sounds not as bad when it's Australian.
Got it.
Yeah, that could be the name of a book.
Stingy heifer?
A memoir.
Someone wasn't paying?
If it's, especially if it's your mom, pay for your mom's birthday dinner. Like, I would never expect a partner, even if I was with someone, like a girl took me out to dinner with her mom, let's say somehow I got that far, and,
yeah. We getting real imaginary in this thing.
I would offer to pay, and I usually do pay.
It depends if you are married, then your husband can pay
for
the
dinner. But also, it's one thing to pay, it's one thing to have the expectation that you're always gonna be the one that pays. Because if they always go to Stone, that's an issue, because then there's an expectation. Because I was gonna say it's Olive Garden. I mean, dinner is like $20. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's gotta be principle based.
Yeah. Okay. When you get stung by a jellyfish, some people say pee is the quickest pain relief. Mm. Well, this girl got stung on her face, but didn't let her fiance piss on her cheek. Oh. Later, he admitted he was offended because he felt she didn't trust him. Who do you side with here?
Well, it's, if you're gonna do it, it does depend on location. Always do it in the shower. Jellyfish sting or no jellyfish sting?
Oh, he thinks we sink him, he sinks himself.
He really has issues.
You know,
really
the
pee. No, but when I say things like this, people don't know if I'm serious or
not. No, they do. No, they know you're peeing on bitches in the shower.
No!
Okay. They do. They do. You do it. We all know it.
You look like you would.
You do. You,
no!
You are.
Stop that.
Gross. If somebody, listen, if I got stung by a jellyfish, I would let someone pee on me. On the face.
On the face?
Not on the face.
It's not him. He's having he's worried about the wrong thing. She was embarrassed. She was hurt. She didn't want pee on her face.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like she didn't want his pee. She probably doesn't want her own pee on her either.
True.
No, you know what?
We have a professional opinion.
We do?
Roll the tape.
Yeah. Don't urinate on the lady's face. It's not recommended. Not good for the eyes. Who knows what else you might transmit in said process. He arranged for the jellyfish sting, probably, but whatever. Whatever you're into.
You guys had an interview with Dr. Drew, and you asked him this damn question. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Dr. Drew.
He really went for it, though. I really appreciate it. Not a judgy man.
I hope you learned something. Don't get it in their eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, then why do it? Okay. No, hold on. Can I tell you right now, when they scripted that line for me, I said, I'm not comfortable doing it. Morgan was like, do it. Nina was like, I wrote that for you for a reason. That's
fine. We're out of time.
Wait a minute.
But please.
I didn't even see you.
Also, Dr.
Don't miss it. I'm done with both. You were out of time, but don't miss a brand new Nightly Pop tomorrow night at 11:30. And you can catch me on Daily Pop weekdays at noon. Woo!